Okay. I know everyone is hungry, and so I promise you that we'll be out in good speed. I usually don't go more than 15 minutes. Where we're at. It's like the new preacher in town asked some folks what he could do to win the love and admiration, what he could preach about to win the love and admiration of the new congregation. And they said, oh, about 15 minutes. So here we are. And of course, this is Thanksgiving week. And I want that, you know, the title of my message is a question, and it's this. What is your thankfulness quotient? What is your thankfulness quotient? You know, where are you at? Kindergarten? Level? You know, what level are you at? Middle school? High school? University? What level? What's your TQ? Your thankfulness quotient. I'd like to read from Colossians chapter 3 on your device or in your Bible, chapter 3, where it says, chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And then he throws in this, and be thankful. And be what? Thankful. I like Peterson in that, in his message, he says, and cultivate thankfulness. Cultivate thankfulness. And he goes on and he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, with gratitude in your heart. With gratitude. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here it is again, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What a paragraph jam filled with good stuff. We're just going to look at a few things, okay? Having to do with what? What's your thankfulness quotient? Let's pray. God, we're asking that you would continue to visit us by your Spirit right now. Lord, as we talk about this stuff, reminded of the 10 people who were suffering from leprosy, how you healed them, but only one returned to give you thanks. And you were quite curious about that. What happened to the other 9? That this morning, God, we would be in good company to return thanks to you. Help us, Father, to be thankful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so here we are. As we are looking into this word this morning, and we'll get through this, and then we're going to be thankful around the good meal, you know? And I can't wait. Some people, I know, listen, there's turkey and ham down there. I know some have been questioning, you know, or some question, well, we're going to have turkey today, turkey, you know, Thursday, and then for the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to be eating turkey leftovers, you know, turkey, turkey, turkey. As far, I can eat turkey and I love it, so it doesn't bother me. But there's ham down there if you don't want turkey. But be that as it may, all right, we want to look at some things from this passage. Not everything, but a few things. And so this being Thanksgiving week, okay, I want to offer a little test that we can take. Okay, and this is how the test would go. You ready? Are you more complaining than you are giving of thanks? That's the test. So think about it. You know, reflect on your few hours alive this day. Reflect on yesterday, this past week. Have I been more complaining than I have been giving of thanks? I think that we in our nation, given the freedoms, given the freedoms that we have. Given the freedoms that we have, that we've taken complaining to a whole new level, haven't we? I mean, we really have. I mean, it's a science, it's an art form. Boy, can we can outdo the best of them when it comes to complaining. And so, you know, how easy it is to find things to complain about, right? It's easy. I mean, yeah, hey. Don't get me going, right? But the truth is, and here's the assignment. Okay, here's the assignment as we're going to be preparing for the test. To give thanks or to complain. Here's the assignment. Find something this week to be thankful for. Find something. Now, you've already expressed some of your thankfulness, you know. But find some things to be thankful for. Now, here's the flip side of that assignment, okay? And it's a little bit harder than finding something. Find someone to express thanks to. Maybe a little bit harder. Maybe not. So not only be thankful for something, but be thankful for someone. And let that someone know. Hey, you know what? Thank you. And maybe try to find someone or try to find something that you haven't been too quick to offer thanks for. You know? So that's the assignment. See how well you do, all right? Now, this morning, I mentioned a couple of things that I'm grateful for, and I'm especially grateful for my in-laws. And, of course, we have now lost both of them. And so the sting of it, having just lost my father-in-law, is still very much, you know, being felt by us as a family. But I'm really grateful for the godly heritage that my father-in-law, Merle, and his wife, my mother-in-law, Irene, has given to us as a family. An incredible heritage they have given to us of so many things. And one of the things that my mother-in-law did for me over the years was that every now and then she would send me a poem. And I mean, this started a long time ago, just to show you how long ago. This was typed on typing, you know, that thin typing paper on a, you know, on a, it probably was an electric typewriter. I'm not going back that far. But typed on a, probably, I think she had a Smith Corona. Was that what it was? Is it Corona? There is, I'm thinking of the beer, but the type Smith Corona, right? Anyways. And, you know, she would type these things up and send them off to me or when they would visit. And always something encouraging. And as I was thinking about this message from this text today, this came to my mind from so long ago that she sent it. And I had to search for it through my stuff where it might be. And I looked through once, twice, and thought, oh, you know, I'm never going to find it. Now I'll look again. I looked again. I found it. And listen to what it says, this little poem. And it's a little corny. And not all, but most of the things that she sent me were a little corny. But they had a good point, and I appreciate it. Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're good looking. You got a compliment, you know. And anyways, this is what it says from my mother-in-law, Irene. She says, this poem says, now I don't know, I think she finds these things where, I don't know. She may have come up with it herself. Anyways, it says, two girls who had spent in the country a day were asked what impressions they carried away. Said one, I'll remember through all my life long, a regal white lily a lark's perfect song. The other cry frowning, I'll never forget those pestering flies in the dust that we met. So there you have it. Two people on the same trip, the same hike, and the impressions that they carried away, somewhat polar opposites. And so we look at this passage here in Colossians, and we read it, and sandwiched, interspersed, more than sandwiched, three times in this passage, it talks about being thankful. It talks about, you know, the attitude of gratitude. Three times in this small paragraph. And I have to say, as I think about what we're dealing with here in this epistle, that a healthy person is a thankful person. And I draw that out from this text, because when we come to this text, Colossians, where he's writing to people like you and me, that he's writing to us as people who are followers of Christ. Listen, he's saying to us, these are the kinds of things that make for the Christian life. These are the kinds of things that make for a healthy person that will help you to grow and to be the kind of person that God has intended for you always to be. Right here it is. And he lists several things in this epistle. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts as you're members of one another. In other words, listen, don't fight with each other. Be at peace with each other. Find those things that you can agree on. Be at peace. And he puts it in the context of the peace of God. We have something within us to help us be at peace with one another. And so many things more we can say about it, but the point is this morning, he says, be thankful. Be thankful. And he starts out not by saying, give thanks. But he starts out by saying, be thankful. Be thankful. As I said, Peterson says, cultivate thankfulness. So it's becoming a particular kind of person. Have you ever been around a person who complains a lot? You ever been around that kind of person? And it's like, no, even when things are good, they still find something to moan and groan about. I've been around people like that. I want to smack them. It's like, man, go someplace else and go where you're going. And it's like, wow. Always see the negative. It's like, the girl on the hike. She had opportunity also to see, the regal white lily and to hear, the birds singing. But she was just so, Debbie Downer. Sorry, Debbie. That all she could muster was those flies in the dust. Complaining. A complaining person versus a thankful person. What kind of person? And when we come to this, things like this in this text, be thankful. Become a thankful person. And so the challenge is to give, how do I become that? The flies are there. I'm not denying the flies are there, but I appreciate, the regal white lilies more than I do the pestering flies. How do I do that? Well, express it in thankfulness. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Just by saying thank you more often than we are. And eventually we'll become that kind of person. So he says here, be what? Thankful. Be thankful. Become a thankful person. So you got your work cut out for you to grow into a person of gratitude. If you had to give yourself a TQ, a thankfulness quotient number, what would it lean towards? What kind of person would you consider yourself to be? More grumbling, complaining, seeing the flies in the dust, or more thankful, appreciative, seeing the flowers and the birds singing? Where are you in all of that? Where am I in that? And the challenge for me, and I close with this, the challenge for me is this when it comes to thankfulness. Now, there's rarely a time in my life when I pray that I don't begin by, first of all, saying, God, I want to thank you. So before I get into bringing out my shopping list of things, to go over and to pray about, asking God for, I try to be quick to conjure up those things that I need to say, Lord, I want to thank you first. And I really try to do that. But the challenge for me, more often than not, is this. When life sucks the wind out of me, it's hard in those kinds of situations to find something to be thankful for. And so there's the challenge. And I recall the story of Corrie Ten Boom. Some of you have read the story or seen the movie, The Hiding Place. If you haven't read the book, The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom, you need to. She and her family, during the Nazi occupation of the Nazi plague that was in Europe, when it got to Holland, she and her family were harboring Jews, and as a result, she and her family were shipped off to the worst of the concentration camps. Most all of her family died in the concentration camp. She, by a fluke, was released. But she tells a story in the book, some of you might recall it, where she and her sister Betsy were there together. I don't know if it was in Buchenwald or which one it was, Auschwitz, which concentration camp they went to, a couple of them, what was that? But she and her sister, but Betsy was complaining one day about the infestation of mice in their barracks where they were living. And they're describing it, it was horrible. It gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it, the lice, plague of lice. And her sister stopped her in her complaining and said, oh, Betsy, we have something to be thankful for. We can give God thanks for these lice. And Betsy was like, are you kidding me? And she said, no, we can be thankful for the lice. She said, because of the lice, the guards don't come in here and they leave us alone. And so that we can have our Bible studies and we can pray. Because the guards don't come in here, because they don't want to come in contact with the lice. Can you imagine that? And so that for me is the challenge, When I got, the heebie-jeebies and whatever's going on, and it's like, how can I find in that to be thankful? How can I? So he says to us, and be what? Be thankful. This is Thanksgiving week. And as much as I am grateful for and enjoy the Christmas spirit, I love giving. I like receiving gifts at Christmas time. But you know what I'm grateful for and I'm thankful for? I like the tradition of Thanksgiving. Because of all of this kinds of emphasis that we're talking about this morning and that you expressed in your own testimony. Wonderful. We got Christmas, and there's a lot to, party and the Christmas spirit and all of that. But hey, That's the what? That's the end of it. We're going to pray. And I've been told that we have a few minutes yet before we get downstairs, right? They're still doing some preparation, so we'll hang out and talk and whatever. But I just wanted it to be known that I can stick to 15 minutes. And so you have something to be thankful for. And on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, your pastor was 15 minutes. Don't count on it anymore. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for this word and this text. And be thankful. And be thankful. And be thankful. Of all the things, of all the kinds of instructions that you give to us, and the life that's behind that instruction, not just mere information, how it is that you speak to us by your Spirit, Lord, you look to us to cultivate, to be cultivating a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of gratitude. And so, Lord, I commit these words to your people, that we together might be pleasing to you, and how it is that, you know what, we're grateful, we're thankful people. And so, Lord, I pray your blessing. Bless your word and glorify your name. Bless your word to our hearts and glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen. 5 minutes. So don't leave the premises. There's lots of